Well, this isn't the usual audio boo, and if you're listening in to hear the latest instalment from Boo Street, this is a little bit different. I've been having some problems with neighbours and landlord and council and environmental and the system of Nottingham, really. And it's reached the head that no matter what department we talk to, it seems to be someone else's responsibility. And then when we do engage with somebody a few months down the line, the responsibility for that department changes, so we are foisted on somewhere else. And we've got to the point where we don't know where we're coming or going. The issue's still there. We're over a year into it, and we just need some help, really. So we finally had to come down to Loxley House and see if we can find out where the complaints department is, and possibly talk to someone in PR, and just see if I can get some help. Which is all I want. I just want some help. And Dan's here as well. And it's just seemed like the only option. So I want to include you in this, Dan. So, you know, how have we got to today?
We've got to today because after... best time projections. After a year, we've basically gotten effectively nowhere. Things have happened, in fact a lot has happened over the last year, both with damage to the property that we've incurred through sort of water leaking through from next door, and various instances of noise and other disruption that we've suffered. So, you know, really quite serious sort of problems that we've had, some of which have been dealt with, and then the problems kind of reoccurred because of the general situation. Which is basically that the property is owned, as far as I can tell, by a landlord who is intent on putting a certain kind of tenant into that property, and then isn't prepared to actually act when when there are any problems. So at the moment, the landlord is almost uncontactable through any agency, including our insurance. Our insurance company, who's dealing with the damage claims that we're putting in, we're now. What, 3 or 4 months into our insurance claim, at least.
Yeah.
And we've had slow exchanges, like, you know, sort of 2 or 3 weeks in between each sort of exchange. And, you know, we've just today received a phone call from our insurance company saying that now the landlord next door has denied that there was ever any water leak from next door, and he's denying, you know, everything. You know, about that water claim, so that water damage claim. So, you know, we're kind of now at a point where, we have to act in some, you know.
Don't know where to go. That's the thing. And some people, if you're listening to this, and you know, you're sort of going, well, that's not the council, and that's not the council, and that's something else. We kind of don't. We don't really know where to turn, and the council are the people we kind of pay our council tax to, and the police, and they pay. We don't really know how to interact with the system.
When you think that your council tax goes to paying, you know, both for what we all know are council services, like, you know, bin collection, maintenance of roads and all that kind of stuff, you also assume that it's going to pay for our police force. But when you actually ring up the council now, any problems which previously, actually, you know, the beginning of the summer, I was calling up regarding noise complaints and bins not being taken in. That was actually all council responsibility. Now you get passed on to CPOs and PCSOs.
And the only way we know that they're different departments is that their emails are different. No one really tells us who's where or what or who we need to talk to. So anyway, we kind of feel that our first point of call is to go and talk to the council. So we're about to go to Loxley House and just see what's going to happen, really. I am going to kind of tweak some progress and try and get this revolt resolved. And just so, yeah, we'll see what happens. But thanks for listening. And do tweet at PCM Creative or at Daniel Rose Art if you want to help us.